Hello, it's Darren with the Weekly Message. The children's book, What Do You Do With a Problem?, tells the story of a little boy trying to deal with his problem. At first, he tries to understand it, get rid of it, but nothing works. He complains, he worries, but his problem keeps getting bigger and bigger. One day, he makes the courageous decision to confront it. In doing so, he unearthed a surprising revelation. His problem held a gift, an opportunity to learn and to grow, to be brave, to do something. He realized every problem has an opportunity for something good. You just have to look for it. I'm deeply moved by this tale and its encouraging message that we hold the power to choose our attitude toward life's problems. The turning point came when he made a decision of will to face his problem, and in doing so, discovered the good in it. We may never achieve a life without stress, but we can cope by choosing our attitude. Our constant thoughts shape our character. When we actively practice seeing the good, it makes us and the people around us happier. Like the story, it won't happen all at once. It takes some time. This practical optimism is counterintuitive to how we usually deal with problems, but it opens us up to what is life-giving. Parker Palmer writes, "It takes no special talent to see what's ugly, numbing, depressing, and death-dealing in our world, but staying aware of what's good, true, beautiful, demands we open our eyes, minds, and hearts, and keep them open." Blessings.